Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
Now today we're here in Williamsburg, Virginia, at another university that has a strong Christian heritage, the College of William & Mary. And my guest for this broadcast is Jeffrey Bufkin. He's the campus minister here for Baptist Collegiate Ministries. And Jeffrey, welcome to our program today.
Well, it's good to be with you today.
And you're here. We're in beautiful Williamsburg, Virginia, and a hard place to work, I imagine. you got a rough assignment. But I'm here in one of the hotels with a lot of tourists. It's quite a tourist spot, but the College of William & Mary is here, and it's one of the oldest colleges in the country. Is that right?
Yes, it is considered to be the second oldest university in the country. Harvard is considered to be the oldest, but I have a law student that's in our ministry that he would kind of be willing to tell you that William & Mary is the oldest, that it was doing some things before Harvard was, but they date back to 1693 when it was chartered. And
right. Okay, 1693, that's quite a while ago, and was started by ministers of the gospel. I think you were sharing some of the original documents. What do they talk about in relation to the Christian faith?
Well, when the colonists were recognizing a need for a higher education, they requested a college here. The governor of the colony of Virginia, and the college was chartered in 1693 by King William, Queen Mary, and its original design was to educate, but educate for the glory of God, and to ultimately train ministers to do the work of God here in the colonies. And one of the things early on was also that they were to help and to, I guess you'd say, probably evangelize, but definitely to assist the Native Americans and to teach them education, teach them how to read and write and have just a general education as well. So that was always part of the charter from the very beginning.
Right, right. And I was in the Christopher Wren Hall, which is one of the older and still used buildings on the campus, a large building. Right. And one of the wings we were on the tour was the grammar school. And they said yes. That it not only educated the children of the colonists, but also Native Americans, and also taught them about Christianity, as well as the other educational aspects of that school. And so really the roots are there, and we like to say that, America was blessed because of its Christian heritage, and we're moving away from that blessing, I think, as we move away from the heritage, and most of the colleges no longer promote those values or try to train up Christian leaders, although Christian leaders are trained in some of the campus ministries these days.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, so there are many people that go into ministry through the campus ministries at very secular universities. That is still very true. And so although the college doesn't necessarily, they're not necessarily the instigator of that, it is still happening on these campuses.
Right. Okay. And so tell us how you ended up here at this college and how long you've been here.
So I was doing collegiate ministry for many years. I started, did collegiate ministry at Chico State University in California for about 8.5 years. Mm-hmm. Then I was at the University of Maryland for about 5.5 years. Loved it at Maryland. Thought it was great. We were there. We were trying to plant a campus church alongside of the campus ministry we had. I enjoyed my time very much in Maryland, but as this position was open and as some friends of mine began to talk to me about it, I began to pray through and think through it, and felt like this was a place that God was calling us to bring back almost in kind of some gratitude, a sense of honor that I've had for collegiate ministry in Virginia. I was part of Baptist Collegiate Ministry when I was a student at Virginia Tech. And I've thought of the collegiate ministry in the state of Virginia for, all my life. And here was an excellent opportunity to come in and to contribute back to that. And I believe that God was calling us here to do that. And so it's been very exciting to be here. We came in 2007, so I'm celebrating completing eight years right now.
Okay, excellent. And I also understand you've really made yourself part of this university because a couple of your children, two of your three children, are students here now. Is that right?
That's exactly right. My oldest son is studying physics and mathematics, and he is a rising junior. And then my another son, Seth, is he is going to be an incoming freshman. And
does he know what he wants to study yet?
Well, he does. He wants to study computer science. He's a big fan of that. Excited about that. And I really encouraged him to try to find to even move to a different school and to try not to grow up so much in my shadow, so to speak. But I'm overjoyed as a dad to have my son around while I'm here. So that's good.
You don't get any tuition break as a campus minister, or do you, for your kids?
No, not officially, no. Mm-hmm. No, I think that my standing and my service here is regarded in some way, maybe for admission, possibly, but I don't think so for financial aid.
Okay. So that's why a lot of professors' kids end up going where they are. But so you're here at the College of William & Mary, one with a rich Christian heritage, and running the Baptist Collegiate Ministries. And, mm-hmm. and like most Baptist campus ministries, you do have a student center here, mm-hmm. your own building and facilities. And tell us a little bit about the building and facilities, and then what your program does on campus.
Sure. We have, for the state of Virginia, one of the newer campus ministry sites, or the buildings of all of our campus ministries in Virginia. It was built in 1993. It replaced a very old, white, kind of dilapidated house that was the Baptist Student Center here since 72 until 93. Mm-hmm. And it was it was time for it to come down, from what I understand. I was not here at the time. But anyway, a great facility that seems like very much like a home. Students study here often. Come here. It's a place for meeting, a place to gather, a place to be hospitable to friends.
Right, and we're here in the building, and it's about a block and a half from the main campus.
Yes, we're right here on the edge of campus. And for some people, they consider it to be a long walk, but when it's all said and done, it's not that long. We, generally speaking, one of the best things about what we do is every Sunday night, our local Baptist churches will bring particularly the women's groups in our churches. They will bring a meal to us, and they'll feed anywhere between 50 and 70 people weekly every Sunday night.
Wow.
And it is just it's just so good as part of our in the framework or the fabric of BCM. I guess you could almost say it's part of our liturgy, almost, to have a very good fellowship meal, the camaraderie that's here, the fellowship that's here, and then that moves into a time of worship every Sunday night afterwards. So we eat at 5 o'clock, do our worship time at 6 afterwards every Sunday night.
Great, great. And now, what other activities do you have during the week?
Well, of course, we have that big group meeting at 6 o'clock, and again, that can range anywhere between, 50 to 70 students on a weekly basis. We are a very student-led ministry. Under my leadership, we have a leadership team. They pick topics, they pick messages, they pick speakers, mm-hmm. different things to do on the Sunday nights. That's very exciting. This is one of the premier institutions in America, and these students are very leadership oriented, mm-hmm. and these students challenge me. Very intelligent, and it's very exciting to be with them. So they want to lead, and I'm kind of like herding cats, trying to encourage where I can and do a lot of one-on-one type things with them. On top of that, we have our small groups through the course of the week, and depending upon which year it is, 5 to 6 or so of those that happen during the course of the week. Some meet here at this building, some meet on campus. Different. They have different feels to them, how they work. Some do go around a meal as well, some do not, some in a coffee shop. But ultimately, they are about studying the scriptures together, developing fellowship together, developing ministry together, finding a place to grow in faith and explore faith while they're in college.
Great. And I think you shared with me that it was a student idea or burden now that's developing for ministry to the homeless in your community here.
So, yes. So
tell us a little bit about that.
Love to. So many students in our generation right now just are so excited about service. So I would just say, just generally, the students on this campus, just in general, love service. And that's kind of a flip. 20, 30 years ago, the Christian institutions were the ones that really were leading in service. And so now it's kind of a sense of they come looking for service opportunities as well, and to kind of marry them to a Christian mission as well. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win for them on that.
Right.
So last January, I took a group of 15 students down to Atlanta, and we were working with this group called Seven Bridges to Recovery, and it's just kind of a small organization, but every day they go to they'll go to the underpasses or overpasses of interstate highways and find homeless people living under the bridges, and mm-hmm. we would go into neighborhoods that were very poor and some street corners that were very much, you know, heroin dealing kind of places, and we would make lunches every day. Mm-hmm. We'd make sometimes 150, 200 lunches every day, and we would just go out and give a free lunch, talk to the people, let them share their lives with us, and we would pray for them, and we would hug them. And this is what we did all day long, every day, and for, you know, for a few hours every day. And it was just a powerful thing to just kind of watch what God was doing through that. So anyway, as we were kind of finishing up that mission trip, and like any good mission trip should be doing, how do we take what we're learning here and what God's doing in us and through us now, how do we do that where we live? You know, how do we get into that sense of mission and that sense of urgency, you know, back, you know, where we're very comfortable?
Sure.
And they really took that question to heart. And it just so happens that a couple weeks later, my church where I fellowship was hosting the homeless shelter for that week during
right.
the winter.
And it doesn't seem like you would have a homeless problem or issue here at beautiful Williamsburg, Virginia,
right.
but you do.
Right. Yes. People struggle everywhere, but there's here. I mean, there's some estimates saying that about, you know, upwards to about 20% of the people live under the poverty, you know, line here in Williamsburg. And I, you know, that sounds, you know, I don't have any reason to doubt that, but I think that's, you know, part and parcel just about anywhere that there's that. So anyway, we don't have like just people just kind of laying on park benches and stuff in parks around here. You don't see that quite so much, but if you look closely enough and you know where they are,
right.
They're around.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what we have happened here in Williamsburg is we have so many of the local family-owned type hotels that are older. The tourists don't really want to stay there anymore, and so these hotels struggle. Well, one of the places where they can make money is to rent rooms to families week to week, month to month.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not uncommon to see school buses pulling up at hotels
right.
during the course of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that families are living there. And they're not quite homeless yet, but they might be on the way down to that or
sure.
on the way back out of that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. So anyway, all I had to say is these students got very excited about that. And since then, in the last couple months, they have been going around to all the organizations here in town, reaching out to them and saying, how can we be a part of a solution here? And have found a niche. They have found one hotel, and they are going weekly there on Saturdays to do nothing else but to give out free lunches, particularly to the school kids that aren't, you know, being fed by the school lunch programs during the week. They might be struggling a little bit more on the weekend. But particularly, we'll go there every Saturday, do one lunch with them, speak to them, share with them, pray with them, and basically try to reach out to them and hug them in any way that they can. What is interesting about it, though, is just the consistency of that really produces a witness over time and produces a good name, the name of Christ, over
right.
time into
sure.
the lives of these families. And it's having a neat impact so far.
Tremendous. Well, we appreciate your time today. My guest for this broadcast has been Jeffrey Bufkin. He's the campus minister for the Baptist Collegiate Ministries here at the College of William and Mary in Williamsburg, Virginia. And Jeffrey, thanks again for joining us.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed our time.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Reports. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844, or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.